Well, we have no idea what we're talking about.
That's not true.
So we kind of have an idea.
Absolutely.
Yes! It's a very much a regular episode. Very much a regular
Yep.
episode.
I mean, that's yeah. The
There's
year's just
lots
flying
to
by,
talk
man.
about. It's true, though. It really is. It's April, end of April already.
It's almost middle of the year already.
Yeah, it's the 5th month already. That's
Good
almost, not
Googling.
yet, but almost. That's
Any
out of April.
moment.
What is that noise? Do you hear that? Is that a jet?
I hear it. I think it's Todd's microphone's on. It's Jet Sun
That's
Coronado.
loud.
Welcome to Point Loma, y'all.
I
Ooh.
don't recall hearing that ever, though.
Maybe it's
That's like
the
I feel it in my insides. Like it's like rumbling loud.
maybe there was a aborted takeoff or no, I guess that would just mean a crash, wouldn't it? So let's
That's
hope
crazy,
it's
though.
not that one. So it's a freaking April.
April,
It's April
yeah,
20th,
April 20th.
420, 420
Yeah,
day.
if that's your bag, baby, happy day. If that's your deal.
People are like, it's my deal, but I don't celebrate 420. It's
Right.
ridiculous.
I celebrate 420 every day at
Okay,
420.
I don't just like celebrate Christmas. I live Christmas
Yeah.
how I want Jesus to be recognized. Okay, that's my lifestyle. So.
Is that like, 'cause I remember like 420 being like a big deal when I was in like high school and college. Like
See,
people made a big deal of it.
I
Maybe it's
think
because back then
it was illegal.
well, not only that, but like it wasn't everywhere. Like
And it's everywhere now.
it literally is everywhere.
Yep.
And so like people, I guess, don't care anymore. I don't know.
I'm wondering, there seemed to be a distinct lack of interest. Like I wasn't on Facebook very much today, but I
Yeah.
would
Normally people are like, "Woohoo!
yeah.
I can celebrate that I'm a stoner or
My
whatever they
friend
whatever."
Jeremiah's like, I can't believe I forgot that it was 420. How did that happen? I'm
You
like,
smoke weed. Duh.
duh. That's
'Cause
how. Because
so stupid.
you have a middle name that you can't recall. That's why, So I'm not casting aspersions because of Jeremiah.
No, that's funny.
So he's the one who lives in, I don't know if I told you, lives in the big old fancy house
Yeah.
right underneath the Hollywood sign.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Dude, bro. Like,
Dude.
I forgot, like, it was 420, bro.
Dude, it's July 3rd. What?
Good thing I already smoked this fatty blunt today.
An honor.
Now it makes a difference.
When I
Like,
was driving
does it
home
make a difference? Yeah.
from SeaWorld, it happened to be 420.
Oh, yeah.
And so on 91X, the song ended like a couple minutes after
Oh,
it. And
like
they're like,
a Bob Marley song or whatever.
they put on a Bob Marley song. 420 at tw on 20
Yeah.
and something. 420 on 420 something.
Yeah,
And then I
they've
switched to
done that for a
94.9,
while.
and
Yeah.
they had like some kind of Bob Marley going on. I was like,
It's so
this is
stupid.
kind of like a cookie cutter
Yeah.
thing. We got to make our weed smokers
At least play like
happy and feel.
Cypress Hill or something.
Cypress Hill's good.
Yeah. I don't
I
know.
don't know. When I think about like stoner music, I think of stuff that's like trippier. That like
It's not like reggae for you? I think
reggae?
maybe
Nope.
like but it used to be. Like that was the
Reggae?
thing. Yeah, if somebody wore like
I don't know, reggae
if
never did it
somebody
for
was
me.
like pumping reggae or something, like you knew that they were smoking weed.
See, I don't know. Like to me, like I associate like Nothing Shocking by Jane's Addiction as weed smoking, like that album. Maybe because when I first heard it, I was really high, and so
That'll do it.
So
Yeah.
then I remember like listening to Led Zeppelin or something,
Yeah.
and then going, "Whoa, wait a minute." Now I get
Yeah,
it.
but to me, like I associate that type of stuff with like harder drugs. 'Cause like that's what they were doing and like that's what they were like Pink Floyd, like that's like heroin music. You know what I mean?
Yeah, or maybe, I don't know,
Or like
maybe
acid music. Not
acid,
heroin, but like acid music.
yeah.
Or it's
I
like,
think a lot of
okay.
that is, and some of it's like super catered to that, like Mr.
Yeah.
Bungle. You ever heard Mr. Bungle?
Oh yeah.
That's like what's his name, the guy from Faith No More, and they do,
It's
yeah,
like
just
they do
crit,
it on purpose.
yeah. And some of it's just too much for me. Like, I think like so there's a lot of Primus. It's kind of like that. It's kind of like
I like Primus
all
though.
over the place. It's not that, yeah. People say
Primus is good.
Who, I think it's a Tool song. It's like, you don't like drugs? You take every record you ever had, you go home and you smash it right now, because all that stuff is created yeah. with a whole lot of drugs. A whole
lot of drugs.
So.
But yeah, so
but besides
that's when we're recording this episode, is 420. On 420.
And you know what tomorrow is?
What's that?
Tomorrow's 1 year since Prince died.
Is it?
Yep.
That's crazy.
Yep. So a year ago. So you can go back and listen to our Prince
episode. On 421. That was when he died, 421?
Yep.
That's crazy. Yeah, so before we start rambling on about nothing, just do our intro real quick.
You mean everything.
Well, yeah, we're rambling on about everything. Everything under the sun, because that's what this episode's about, y'all. Go check out lifesabinge.com. You know what? Don't go there. Go there. But
go to our Facebook page
and, yep. and interact and do stuff on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter at lifesabinge. I'm trying to be better at Twitter. I'm learning Twitter, I should say. I'm using my personal account at Jared Actor. Self-plug. Nailed it.
Boom.
I use that Twitter account a lot. And so follow us on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter. Follow BJ on Twitter at BusyBJ.
Yeah, is it BusyBJ Lawrence? I think it might be. I think it might be.
Maybe.
I should know that. I'm pretty sure it's BusyBJ Lawrence.
I have no idea. I'm surprised I knew it was BusyBJ.
That's a good guess.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I think that's right. But
BusyBJ
Lawrence. Mainly go to our Facebook page.
But yeah, go to Life's Binge on Facebook and post stuff there. And tell us what you want to hear us talk about. And if you want to be a guest, and hit us up and send us messages and interact with us, y'all. That's what it's all about.
Kudos to Tony for doing a little letter acting on our page.
True that.
He said, you want it, you got it.
Yeah.
Bam.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Take that.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. So check us out on Facebook and follow other people that we like This Week in Zoltan and the Degenerate Podcast. And life moves pretty fast, even though I don't know if they're a thing anymore. I don't know. I think they're kind of fading off.
It's not easy.
Biz is always getting busy, and
yes,
there's been a couple without him now, and so
it's not easy.
I can't tell what's going on. BJ's down.
I think BJ's going to want a podcast no matter what.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So you'll see BJ McEvely somewhere.
I think he's keeping Life Moves pretty fast. I just don't know if it's going to be BJ and Biz going. This is all speculation on my part. I'm just totally making.
You're gonna start a row with them.
P.S. It's a rumor.
Mike's gonna be like, what the fuck?
It's truth,
dude. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Like,
it's truth.
Me and BJ were tight.
I talked to Biz earlier today, and he said he quit. Did you hear that, McEvely? You quit. run with that, okay? But check them out, and all the Voice of San Diego podcasts also, because we're good friends with them. So
we
find the Kept Faith for San Diego Sports, Good Schools for All, and
check
the
out
Voice
Cinema
of San
Junkie
Diego
while you're
podcast.
At it.
Yeah, Cinema Junkie.
Cinema Junkie with their 80,000 listeners.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Like, you could be 80,001. Think about that.
Yeah. Well, that's how lucky we are to have her on a few times. Is that she has a very, very successful, respectable podcast.
Yeah, we have a lot of good. We have a lot of friends in the podcast biz.
Mm-hmm.
So support them all. You know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And screw it. Go check out First Date. SDMT.org.
Oh, for Pete's sake. Is it still running when this goes up?
Yeah, I'm just going to keep going with that. Love you, Zach.
We'll do it every show, no matter what.
Yeah, SDMT.org.
But speaking of stuff to check out while we're doing that, before we kick off,
for sure.
May 7th.
Oh, yeah.
At the Bolt Brewery.
Yes. In what would you call that? La Mesa?
It's La Mesa.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's that little industrial road
it's
there.
It's roundabout.
If you Google
like
it,
El Cajon,
it'll come up.
Yeah. You get off at El Cajon Boulevard, I think. And
it's like
kind
if you're
going
to go to Edco, if you're going to go to like, do the recycling place over in La Mesa.
Yeah. May
7th. May 7th, all ages. And it's a going away party.
Yeah.
It's going away party for our beloved producer, Todd Leroux, our beloved friend. And his wife and his family, they're all moving to
the great Northwest,
which I'm extraordinarily fond of.
Yeah. They're going to they're going to start a grunge band and drink coffee.
And be,
what else is stereotypical up there?
Lumberjacks. And
they're going to sit in the rain.
Sit in the rain,
yeah,
for sure.
And drink coffee, start grunge band. What else? What's stereotypical up there?
Maybe hike, go to REI.
Yep,
buy
REI,
something.
That's good. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Not win at baseball. Mm-hmm.
Ouch.
Hey, I live in San Diego. I can say that.
I guess.
Okay.
All of our days are coming.
It's true.
Anything is possible now.
Do they have hockey up there?
They had, I don't know if they still have the Thunderbirds, which was like a junior hockey league.
I mean, he's not going to care. He's going to follow Detroit anyway. But if there's hockey, like, that'd be cool.
Well, there was a junior hockey. Yeah. That they used to play Portland, the Portland Timber, not Timberhawks, but Portland Winterhawks.
Got it.
And they had the same emblem as the Chicago Blackhawks.
Weird.
Yeah, there's hockey up there. Nice. And they've been talking about NHL going there.
Yeah.
But they have women's basketball? I think they have women's basketball.
Who knows?
WNBA.
But regardless of all that, May 7th.
May 7th, the Bolt Brewery. Come out there. It's going to be live music.
Yeah.
Featuring lots of great people. Lots of great people.
Yeah, and it's going to be a cool send-off.
And there's food. And yeah, and then you should check out, we're going to raise some money to send them and get them up to the north safe and sound with plenty of cushion.
We'll put a link on that. We'll share it from the Life of Bins page for sure.
Yes, so check out our page. And
but they have like a
GoFundMe.
Yeah,
but
it's like a GoFundMe. Get funded or something.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, yes, please check out our page and check out...
Help out Todd Leroux.
Yes, indeed.
Hashtag money for Todd, for real.
Money for Todd.
For real, though.
For real, for real.
It's really a thing that can happen.
I'm not playing.
Yeah. Let's get things going.
All right, man.
Life's a binge! Bow, 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 bow.
Right? Oh, so smooth.
Weren't all coffee. There was no like.
Yep.
Yeah.
So nice. It's a good thing. It's a good thing we didn't play this gig tonight.
Like, yeah. Do tell. You were like maybe gonna do a BJ and Todd show.
There was we got offered a last minute, literally like last night, like at the 11:30 or so.
Got it.
Our friend Ryan, who I adore, and his friend too, who I'm a really big fan of, mm-hmm. Patrick. That they were like, oh, our band that we were going to have dropped out. And Patrick manages
it. Is it like a house party?
It's a restaurant. Okay. Or it's a place, a business in PB.
Nope.
And so...
You lost me. I'm out.
So,
nope.
So...
I'd been like, sorry, but I have to record a podcast. It's really important.
Well, you know, it's... it's not as much as PB that's the issue, you know, we have BJ and Todd shows that are ending, and I got a new gig, so I'm going to be every Sunday night at the Dana Hotel.
Yeah,
just me and my guitar, singing sweet songs,
living the Jenny life from Forrest Gump. Just you and your guitar. Are you going to do it naked too?
I got to see Forrest Gump again.
Just her and her guitar, man. She just wants to be her and her guitar on a stage, and then she did it at a strip club.
Now I gotta see that movie again.
The wonderful Bobby Dylan. Anyway.
Oh, dang it. All right. Sorry. See, I was just talking about that movie too with somebody else.
We could do
a Forrest Gump one because I know you're crazy about it.
Love it.
And we could probably get somebody who wants to talk Forrest Gump. And we'll just
talk. I bet AJ Knox would show up.
Forrest Gump.
That guy probably loves it.
AJ, AJ's too good. Like, he's too flexible and, like, can go, like, he can go anywhere at any time, kind of. So I bet AJ would do it. Yeah. But not no buts, but you know, but we could do him for anything, you know. So there's no buts.
That's true.
No buts, AJ.
Yeah. So but you did get a new gig down at Dana. And
we've been playing and you know, you've been to our shows. Yeah. Sometimes they're raucous rowdy and they're really taxing on my voice.
Yeah, for sure.
There's been illness and stuff and
right.
But my voice has been taking a long time to recover. We had to skip recording recently in the last month or two.
Yeah, we had to put out that wonderful, what was it?
The Simpsons? Was it the Simpsons?
No, it was either the Tim one, the long lost.
Oh
Tim
Tim.
Or we couldn't hear you anyway, so
you could. Yeah, it was appropriate. It's perfect. Yeah, it was appropriate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you didn't want to like blow it on a show that's last minute, as opposed to like since you're limited on shows anyway.
Yeah, I want to kill our last BJ and Todd shows. Right. You know, I want to like have these last shows and have them be great
for sure.
And then plus I want to go into this new gig strong and clean and so.
So that's literally just you and in the guitar, huh? And are you going to do like requests for that, or is it going to be like you're going to make set lists?
Because
like
I'm going to make set lists just because
like,
I'm not.
The request
as...
is like Todd just pulls it out of his ass and like
for,
runs
yeah,
with
so
it.
The, yeah, for, if people request a song that I know, that's the only time where I'd be like, okay,
right.
But if they say, can you play this? I'd be like, nope.
I'll put it on my list and I'll try and learn it for next
exactly.
time.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'll be here every Sunday.
I'll give it a try. Yeah. I'll give it a try next week. Yeah. But it's not going to happen. But I'm learning. Talked to my boy Dave Smith. And besides offering me the use of a PA again.
Nice.
Bless you, Dave Smith.
Awesome.
Who needs to be? We need to have him on.
DaveSmith.com.
He's a, well, he does voiceover
work. I don't
know
if that's right, but check it out.
I don't think it is right, but Dave Smith Entertainment or something like that. But
yeah.
But he was also, he was something Dave on the radio. He was a radio personality in San Diego for years.
Yeah, and if you go to SeaWorld, just listen to any
every voice,
public service announcement.
Yeah, every voice and it's Dave.
Anything. Yeah.
And so Dave's been around for a little while, and he's in San Diego and on the air in San Diego, and he's he'd be worth talking to.
Like, for
granted,
sure.
It's not about TV and movies, but clearly we are expanding our horizons here at Life's a Binge.
Kinda.
Well,
mostly.
Live shows.
Well, that's because we're running
anything.
Out.
Anything.
That's because we're running out, yo.
Exactly. So we have to have a sustainable format.
It's still pretty good. We it still centers around like TV talk and stuff.
Yeah. And I'm sure Dave would like to talk about TV too.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's got shows that he likes to watch. I know he does. We've talked before.
Like, speaking of like running out, it's because we've done, this is episode 99. Which I don't want to make a big deal of it yet because it's not really a big deal yet, but it's coming up on a big deal because it's almost 2 years and we've never missed the release date. No big deal. But we've put out
a new product every week.
Yeah.
At least once a week.
Once a week.
For a stretch there, it was 2 years.
Yeah. For a while, it was two.
So this is number 99, but we've done well over 100 episodes.
Yeah.
So
it's out of control.
It is. It's crazy.
But it's almost 2 years, which is blowing my mind. Like, when I thought about that the other day, I was like, wait a second. We just released episode 98. That means, like, we're, like, six away from, like, 2 years. That blows my mind whole.
It is. It's really amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
But that's why we're running out of stuff to talk about. So
we've already covered everything.
That's the thing. If you've listened to the show and you were like, oh, man, they're talking about Marvel movies or they're talking about Star Wars or they're talking about The Simpsons or not The Simpsons or they're talking about Seinfeld or whatever, Sons of Anarchy, which you talked about like a million years ago.
Right.
Like, and you want to talk about it, let us know. Like, we'll repeat the shit out of everything.
Yeah.
Because we're at that point. Where it's like,
it's okay. Yeah, we go back and cover it again.
And you know what's also coming? Like, after we hit two years, like, especially with the big transitions and everything that's going to be coming, because we're going to lose on our producer and stuff, like, you're probably going to start hearing some replays.
Probably.
I'm going to say that.
At some point.
Because
the ones get released. I mean, we're going to have to.
Yeah.
At some point. And I think that we probably said that, though, probably a year ago. So
probably.
We probably have done pretty good.
I did know something about like hitting 2 years, like it grants us the, like, we can go into syndication.
Yeah, we got lots of stuff
like
to cover. After,
like, season one, you know, you watch season one of Scrubs, they're not going to play like repeats of that until like they get to like season three.
Yeah, right.
So right. That's what I'm saying. Like, once we're
in season three,
year three, yeah.
Yeah, you can see some stuff from some gold from season one and two.
Exactly. You can hear the reality TV episode from like a million years ago.
That's like the third one or something.
I don't remember when we released it, but we recorded it like day two.
Oh, right. We didn't release it right away because it was talking about everything
we
hated.
We were
so
negative. Yeah.
Yeah.
And now I don't care. I talk about negative stuff all the time.
Well, the world's a different place now than it was 2 years ago. negativity is like an honor now. It's like it's a cherished
thing.
It's
our right.
Yeah.
As being a part of the millennial generation, or living in the millennial generation,
we're living in a greater America.
We're allowed to complain about everything. what was I going to say? Oh, the like repeating and stuff. You were going to talk about like Prince because it's like a year later.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is weird.
It is weird.
And for me, we touched on the Prince episode, like it wasn't like a big part of my life, but for you, like it was a big like traumatic thing. And so like since then, I feel like you kind of got like a big victory with the Cubbies and stuff. So like you had like a big downer at the beginning and then like you had a big upper at the end.
Well, for sure. The summer started with shit news.
Yeah.
And ended with unbelievable news.
And then
some horrible shit news.
Wait, right around November?
Right around November. Right after, just clearly, like, right after the World Series was so great. And then when the dark days started. Right. Yeah. So.
So what are your like thoughts on like a year later?
It's one of those things that is significant, and so it seems like it's longer than it has been. So it feels like, because I remember like going to Selma,
right,
and that was like such a great and transformative like time
for sure. Yeah,
a year later, it seemed like it was
just yesterday.
5 years later.
Oh, no, it's, really? Yeah, like a long time. Yeah.
I can't believe it's only been a year. It feels right. like it's been forever because we've been talking about it and thinking about it.
That's like, it's weird how those things can like happen, because like 9/11 was in 2001. And like for me, like every time it rolls around, they're like, it's the 15th anniversary of 9/11. And I'm like,
now it's fast. But like, do you remember?
Like, is it? Like, wow. Like it seems like.
But do you remember like the first year was like, whoa, yeah, it was like only it was a year so ago? Long ago. Yeah.
Right?
It seemed like forever. So yeah, those significant things, they'd like alter
crazy.
your perception of time.
Yep.
So a year later, it's super sad when I think that like I'm never gonna see Prince again in concert.
Right.
Like that's just a tremendously sad thought, because I always wanted to make it to an after show. And I think we talked about in our Prince episode that he does these, he's notorious for doing these concerts in a big arena.
Right.
And then later that
to,
night,
like, bar.
Yeah, till like 2 a.m. or so, like he'll play like a couple hours set at some little place like right, that you can just be in.
Yep.
And so I always wanted to see one of those. So I'm sad I'm never going to get to see that. I'm sad. Prince concert experience was always just so fun and great, and everybody's just in the best mood, and so I'm going to miss that. But
are you like an iPod guy, or are you a CD person? Like, do you?
I have CDs,
but like when you listen to like music in your car, is it usually radio, or is it an iPod, or is it CDs, or like what's
right now?
Like, typically, what is it?
A lot of CDs when I'm choosing my music.
Got it.
Because I do like have a connector, and I'll connect it to my phone,
right?
And, you know, which I'm holding on the dash for, you know, it just, you know, it's got the little phone right. holder right there, and so like sometimes I'll. Boop, boop, boop. But my little connection always like kind of cuts out a little bit, so
it's mostly CDs. So,
mostly CDs.
Because I was gonna ask, like, if it's like random, if it's a CD, like you usually pick an album and like whatever,
right?
But if it's random, or at least listen to the radio or something, like if a Prince song comes on, does it still like sting a little, or is it just like more of like a good
right
times?
Now,
like, woo-hoo!
No, yeah, it doesn't.
I do want to party
like it's 1999.
I
Nah, I mean, it's not like, it doesn't sting. I'll get a little melancholy, probably, depending on the song.
Yep.
Depending on the song. But like, you know, I'll hear Kiss and it doesn't really do anything for me, you know. I mean, like, other than, like, I enjoy
yeah,
it normally.
Yeah, it's a good song. Right.
Not like hearing some of his other songs, like the songs, Sometimes It Snows in April. Like,
right.
That took me...
Like that, right after you're like, why?
I couldn't yeah. listen to it for literally for like a couple months. Like I wasn't ready to listen to it.
Yep.
And when I finally like was playing it, and you know, and it was I was real sad, real sad. And I'm playing it, and Andrea starts to talk to me, and like baby,
you know, hold on, give me like just, 3.5 minutes,
please. Just yeah. I want to listen to the song. Like if could you know, and she's like, okay. And oh, and the song is just heart wrenching. It's about his friend dying, and it's about
yeah. It's just very fitting.
It's like, perfectly yeah. And he's the character, like in the movie Under the Cherry Moon, which is it's a terrible
right
terrible movie, but it's fun if you're a Prince fan
right.
to see him and Jerome and other people doing you know messing around and you know and clearly having fun in France and running around, but his character is called Christopher Tracy, and the song sings about when Tracy died, and it took me a while, but that I could listen to now.
But for the most part, you're like, it's more of a oh man, he was good. Like it's more of a he was good, not a this breaks my heart.
not like earlier. When, right afterwards,
time will heal.
Time heals, exactly, man. And it's the only thing that you know. can you make it 10 years later, you know, when you're hurting? You know, right. It's like, that's what I need. I need it to be 10 years later, yeah. You know, but it's not one day at a time. So.
True that.
And it's been a full year.
I can't believe it's been a year.
Like, I know, well, that it's been more than a year since David Bowie died.
Well, that's the thing, like, that I was just going to say. Like, we had a whole, at the end of last year, we did, like, a New Year's thing, and we talked kind of about celebrity deaths and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And there was so many of them.
There was a ton. A ton.
And there's been a few so far this year, but not, like, anything like last year.
I can't
year.
Think of who's passed away this year. It was Chuck Berry and Chuck Barris.
Yep.
Died a couple days away from each other.
Mm-hmm. And Don Rickles just was recently.
Don Rickles, true.
Which
true.
Was kind of a big deal for a lot of people.
So, a little sidetrack. Speaking of Chuck Berry.
Us?
I know. Imagine that. So, I'm doing Seven Seas.
Sure.
Last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I told you before, like, my job is be charming. You,
yep.
Yeah, just go and be charming. Yep. Go talk to people and be charming.
Yep.
So I'm doing my thing, and I'm gonna roll. I'm doing it well, like charming.
Yep.
So
you anyway. Have all the pants.
Yeah, all the pants. I have them all in a pile at my feet. All the pants. So there's a nice couple, and they're like, "Hi, you know, BJ. Hi, I'm." I shouldn't remember their name, but yep. I don't.
Yeah.
Jim and so and so.
Whatever. Yeah.
And they're like, "We're Veronica's mom." Who Veronica's one of their Seven Seas hosts.
Gotcha.
And who's also was there for Christmas.
Nice.
And so I'm like, oh, cool. I'm like, I like Veronica. She's great. So we start talking.
Yeah.
And they're like, we saw you on Wheel of Fortune.
Nice.
And I was like, cool. You know, and then we start talking about it. And her mom, was on the Gong Show, like in the 70s.
Nice.
Yeah. And he was her boyfriend back then. And so he went with them to the Gong Show.
That's awesome.
And so we were talking about the Gong Show, and they had like this really, do you remember the Gong Show?
Very little, but yeah. Yes, I do remember it, but I don't, that's like where if you said the wrong thing, like you got booted off or?
No, it was just essentially, it was a talent show, like a variety talent show. And then they had three celebrities, and if they didn't like your act, they hit the gong, bong, right, right. And your thing is over.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But if you didn't hit the gong, then they give you a score, and then somebody wins.
So it was like before, like, America's Got Talent with the X buzzer. Same thing.
But no, because it was clearly super silly.
Oh, gotcha.
And
well,
maybe,
so is America's Got Talent.
This
they send,
is
like,
more,
a grandpa out to, like, break dance, and you're like, okay, grandpa, ha, ha, ha.
This is more, like... I don't know, like 70s drug fueled.
Right. Gotcha.
Probably cocaine and marijuana.
Like match game status.
It was match game drug fueled? Maybe
oh,
it was.
Yeah, dude. They were all like drunk or like high on coke the whole time.
So, yeah. Definitely that. But we started talking about Chuck Barris and the Gong Show and their experience on it. And it made me think of I don't know if you ever saw Confessions of a Dangerous Mind or heard of that movie.
I don't think so.
So they hadn't either.
Got it.
So I'm like, it's about all about Chuck Barris, and Chuck Barris, not Chuck Berry, but Chuck Barris,
right.
the host of the Gong Show, who's also a he was worked on the Dating Game before that.
Gotcha.
So he like worked in the you know in that in Hollywood during
these
shows.
Does he have a cousin
named
Marvin Barris as well?
Who he got the idea from in a dream or something? Yes. So, it's me, Marvin
Barris.
Your cousin, Marvin Barris. So,
stupid. So, I'm dumb. I apologize for that. So,
what were we saying?
Confessions of a...
Oh, so, yeah. Yep. So, in this story, it's based on Chuck Barris's autobiography.
Okay.
But in the story, Chuck Barris is... who he is, the host of the Gong Show, but also a CIA assassin who gets sent on missions to kill people, and
it's based on the autobiography?
Yes.
So did he make up the fact that he was
don't know. And they do it well enough to when you're watching it.
You're like, maybe he was like a weirdo secret op.
You do. Like, you think that. And that's what, like, it's cool because George Clooney directed it. And he's got a little part in it.
Yep.
And I give mad kudos because you watch it. And, like, and for me at least, you know, maybe it's just because you want to, like, just go along with it and believe it. You know, so...
That's a great.
And they have like interviews with him. Like they cut in like live actual interviews with Chuck Barris, like a single camera, right. You know, with no background type of thing.
Yep.
And he's like talking about things, you know, off and on. And so this they tell the story as if it's all true. And they go back to the gong story, gong show days.
I want
to
do that.
You need to see this movie.
I want to write my own autobiography and just lie.
But maybe it's true. Maybe it's true.
I know, but like for real, what, like who vets like a autobiography? Like who's there to be like, okay, you can publish this because it's about your life or whatever.
You're maybe like, maybe you just have to sign something.
Here's my memoir. Yes, I climbed Everest 12 times.
Yep. Yes. Morgan Fairchild. She was my girlfriend.
Before I was 13, I climbed Everest 12 times. You know, like, what's to stop you from doing that?
I don't know. And maybe this is just an example of that.
Yeah.
Or it's true.
Or it's true.
Because, you know, like, there were, like, other people who, like, did things. You ever hear about that? Like Julia Child was a spy?
Well, and then McEvely told me that Mr. Rogers was, like, a sniper or something. But apparently that's bogus. Like, apparently that's not
true. I had never heard that.
Yeah.
And that's like...
Well, it's apparently a popular thing that, like, people say that he was a sniper. But apparently, I've since heard from somebody else that it's not true.
Aha. Uh-huh. King Friday?
I don't remember.
Did you ever watch Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood?
Rarely, but I don't know.
Then you don't get that brilliant reference. I was there, like, yeah. King Friday.
It was no Marvin Barris reference, yeah. Let's put it that way.
So it wasn't that good, but it was pretty good. Mr. Rogers. So Mr. Rogers, when in his neighborhood,
yeah.
Which that show, for whatever reason, it never spoke to me.
Yeah, it was
like Sesame Street.
It was right past, like, yeah, I just missed it.
So Sesame Street, I mean, I watched it.
Yeah.
But it was like filler time, like between Sesame Street and Electric Company and maybe Zoom. And maybe there's a couple other shows.
Yeah, there's a bunch of other PBS that I was more interested in than Mr. Rogers.
But Mr. Rogers would, you know, he'd come home from work, he'd take our shoes off, he'd change his sweater, change his shoes, and sit down, and then he would talk to the audience, to the camera. And then he had a little train set.
Correct.
And on the train set, it would go to this fantasy land.
I do remember this.
And the King Friday was the king of fantasy land.
Gotcha.
And so he was the little puppet King Friday, and so that's nice. That's the reference.
There you go.
So. In hindsight, I almost wish that it would have taken off for me, but it never really reached me as a kid.
Mr. Rogers?
Yeah.
Me neither. I was waiting for Big Bird to show up, man.
Yeah, I think there's just too much. There was too much other great stuff happening on Sesame Street, and to me, I thought Electric Company was great.
Dude, speaking of Big Bird, like, we're all over the place right now, but I just recently watched the Muppet movie, the original one.
Great movie.
When was the last time you watched it?
It's probably been a few years at least.
Okay, same for me. I put it on, and like, there's so many people in that movie that I forget that they're in that movie until I watch that movie. And there's like a small little snippet that has Big Bird in it. And it just made me remember what, like, he's like...
He's like walking down the road.
Yeah, and they're like, we should pick him up. And he's like, no, I'm going to New York to start, like, public television or whatever.
Yeah.
Some, like, totally, like, adult joke.
Moving right along.
Yeah, exactly.
Good time, good.
That's right.
Good friends you can't lose. Sorry, I could sing that whole soundtrack.
Yeah, it's the bomb. But just watching the Muppet movie, I got a really quick refresh of what Big Bird sounds like.
Okay.
And then a couple days later, somebody posted, like, there's an autistic girl on Sesame Street now.
Oh, it's like a regular?
She's a Muppet. Autistic.
Oh,
Muppet.
Really? Interesting.
Yes.
I did not know that.
And so, like, Big Bird's trying to talk to her, and she's, like, ignoring him, and, like, it's very good. It's a little clip.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched the clip, and, like, if you know anybody that's autistic, you're like, this is perfect. It makes a lot of sense.
Right.
But the whole point, or the whole, like, point of the little clip was lost on me, because I was like, that doesn't sound like Big Bird at all.
Oh, it's a different...
Like, it's somebody... It's obviously a different voice. Like, it's what? He's been Big Bird forever.
Right. So it was a woman for a long time.
I don't know. Whoever does the voice of Big Bird now, it's close, but I'm like, that is not Big Bird.
Huh.
So...
Doesn't, like, the Henson son do, like, Kermit?
I think he does Kermit.
And maybe a couple
and
other ones?
He sounds different, too. It's close.
It is a little
They're
different.
Still close, but yeah. It's just weird when it's like, that's not right.
Hi, whole Kermit the Frog here.
That's pretty good.
And Big Bird is
he's very soft spoken. I can't do Big Bird.
When you want to love somebody, because you want to make them feel good. When you fall down in somebody, picks you up and makes you feel good. I don't know. Not quite.
That sounds like Big Bird at all.
I don't know why I have to raise my arm. Because I'm doing Big Bird's mouth. Yeah.
He's very like soft spoken.
So
yeah,
we had
very soft. Yeah. Anyway,
we had a
but big, it was weird because it was different.
Yeah. A Sesame Street sing along, which was very popular.
Oh,
we played it to death.
Yeah.
And had all the characters in there and do the sing along. We'd listen to this album.
I had
front and back.
I had a VHS like sing along to
Sesame Street.
Yeah.
It couldn't have been the same.
I don't. It might. Maybe, but I doubt it.
Was it like all in Ernie and Bert's bathroom?
No.
If there's video to that, I would kind of lose my. I would lose my mind.
No.
I wouldn't kind of lose my mind.
So. It has like a bunch of the songs, but it was different. It wasn't in the bathroom.
Because in the bathroom, like that exists in my head.
Oh yeah.
Now, like big time.
So they do like Rubber Ducky, obviously.
They did Rubber Ducky. They sing. Hey, that's good. That's good.
You make that thing. So much fun.
That's good. That's a good Ernie.
It's okay.
Ernie, you can't push a piano through the bathroom door. Why, sure you can, Bert. Watch. Ah! But it would...
Yeah.
They would sing these songs. Dude, this is another little funny little sidetrack. Speaking of this. So there's a song, like at the beginning, where Bert's trying to... Ernie's trying to convince Bert. So Bert's trying to take a bath.
Sure.
That's the whole story. So he's, bath. Yankee Doodle went to town. And he's like in the bathtub and you hear splashing.
Right.
And then you hear Ernie come in with a, you know, Ernie, what are you doing? Like, hey, buddy, Bert.
Yeah.
And he brings the piano in there. And he tries to convince him to sing along because the acoustics are great in the bathroom. So he plays
he plays
a song and it's,
dude,
I refuse to sing along. I won't. So please don't ask me if I want to, cause I won't.
Right.
And then Bert's part, and then Ernie comes in. Oh, buddy, it'll make you happy if you start to sing a snappy little number that'll write you along. And then so they end up going in chorus, like you can sing them together.
Oh, right.
And so Tony and I,
you do the Bert and Ernie thing.
We had back in the day, lip syncs were really big.
Oh yeah,
like really big.
Oh, for sure.
And so we would enter lip sync contests. Tony would particularly, and then he would invite me along. And so there was a lip sync contest at the Red Baron Pizza out in Troutdale every like Friday or Saturday. And so we had worked up this act of Ernie and Bert when they cut out a bathtub.
That's fantastic.
And everything and made a piano. And we went.
Do you have video of this?
Dude, you're going to hate this story.
Tony has video. No. Or he had it.
No.
Okay.
We went there. And we chickened out.
What?
We chickened
out. Sorry, that was really loud.
We chickened out. We didn't do it. We went and we're like, because we were at a bar, and we're like, I don't know. And
dude,
like neither of us were like.
It would have won everyone over.
I don't know. You know, maybe so.
There's
but like,
people
I,
up there doing like hip hop and stuff.
Well, I have no idea. You know, first of all, I was underage, but I was going to be able to get in anyway somehow.
I can't believe you did.
And
do
my
it.
Brother was maybe 23 or so, and still, neither of us are like. Clearly, we're neither of us are like kings of the nightclub. So we have this image of people in the nightclub aren't going to want to sing this.
That's a fail.
It is a total fail. And it's one of those things where we let our self-conscious get the best of us.
I'm calling it out right now.
That this needs to happen.
Festivus 2018.
The long lost
Bert and Ernie
sing along has to happen.
With the bathtub.
With the bathtub and the piano.
You guys have to do the lip sync.
Yes.
Festivus 2018. Tony and BJ. Bert and Ernie, bathtub sing, lip sync.
I refuse to sing along. That's
lip-sync.
The name of the song.
Don't
lip sync. Lip sync.
Yeah, it's got to be lip sync.
Yep.
Yep. So I'm gonna take a detour now.
Detour, man.
Because just today. So I've had a couple days off.
Congrats.
I don't want to go into it, but it's because I got in an accident while I was working, and so I had to take days off. Regardless.
Did you have to take a DUI?
No. No, I got hit while I was working. Like, somebody hit my truck, and so then they had to do, like,
an investigation. But since you were in an accident, they didn't take a drug test or anything like that, no?
No. I thought I was going to have to pee in a cup or something, but I didn't.
No. Okay.
So, but anyway, so...
Mailman, huh?
While they were doing... Yeah. While they were doing their investigation and all that, I was watching a lot of movies on the movie channel. And just today, today was my regular scheduled day off, because all that's over and done with, and I worked yesterday, so everything's normal again. But today was my normal day off, and you had mentioned, like, Ernie's trying to convince Bert to sing because the acoustics in the bathroom are good.
Right.
Today I watched a movie I'd never seen, and it's called To Rome with Love. Have you seen this movie?
No.
Woody Allen movie came out in 2012.
No, but okay. I'm always intrigued by Woody Allen movies, but also mostly torn.
Right.
Because he's a weirdo. Pedophile. Okay.
Yeah.
So
I was just turned on the movie channel and I watched, what did I watch? I watched Inside Out and then I watched Ratatouille because they were on two back good to ones. Back Pixar movies.
Two good ones.
And then I didn't change the channel and I was still just like in the zone. And then this movie came on, To Rome with Love. And I was like, what's this all about? Weirdo movie. Not weird. It's like everyone's cheating on everyone. And I'm like, what is happening in this movie? But one of the character, Woody Allen's character, is like a retired opera director.
Uh-huh.
And his daughter's fiance's father is like a mortician. But when Woody Allen goes to the house in Rome to, because they're like, she got engaged to the guy and he's going to like celebrate or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And her, the guy, the dad, is in the shower singing opera.
Right.
And Woody Allen's like, he's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing. And then he convinces him to audition for a show. And then he's terrible because he can't sing out of the shower.
He can only sing in the shower.
He can only sing in the shower because like the acoustics and like the warmthness of the whatever.
Right.
And so like it's a theme throughout the movie where like everyone can sing in the shower. Everyone can sing in the shower. Everyone can sing in the shower. And then it turns out like he puts on a show and puts the guy in the shower
on stage
the whole time. Right. And it's like this weirdo concept, but like it's like oddly entertaining. Huh. So it just made me think of that because I just watched it today where like acoustics in the shower are better. And I was like, well, there's a whole bit on a whole movie in 2012 about that exact thing.
It seems like that storyline has been used like in cartoon shorts and things like that too. Like
singing what? In the shower.
Yeah. Like yeah. I only sing in the shower, you know, or I think it's the Flintstones. It's about that. I think.
Maybe.
But
anyway.
So funny. It's a decades old, maybe oh, yeah. even centuries old now.
But it's they also make it a point where it's like people don't laugh at it because it's relatable. Like everyone can sing in the shower. And even if you think you can't sing, when you sing in the shower, you're like, it sounds good in here.
Well, you know, the secret is if you think you can sing, you really can't sing.
So can you sing? Nope, not a lick. Sure can't.
That's dumb, Zach. I love you, but that's dumb.
If you think you're funny, you're not funny.
Like, that's stupid.
Like,
that's funny. I was listening to that.
I get what he was trying to say. Like, I get
it. I don't. I get. It's like I get how sometimes
if you
your
go up
perception
there and you like tell a joke and you laugh at your own joke and you're like, right. That was the funniest thing in the world. I am so freaking hilarious, and the right. crowd's just like, no,
right.
Like,
right.
That's where he's going with it.
Which that makes sense. And like that was one of the things that kind of drove me away from theater back in the day.
Right.
Was it was like, well, shit. I think I'm good.
Right.
But this clown thinks he's good too, and I know he's terrible.
Not.
But he's pretty convinced he is.
Yeah.
And am I the freaking clown?
Right.
And I, you
Everyone's
know, think that I'm
you.
Yeah, I yeah. think that I'm good, but I'm really shit.
Yeah.
So anyway, but humor, I feel like you've got to feel that
you're
either, pretty funny.
Yeah.
If you don't think that you're funny,
right.
You're not going to be funny because you think that you're not funny.
Right.
So
I just think if you think you're the most hilarious thing ever, like you could be, but at the same time, it's like, you probably shouldn't go around saying that it's hilarious. Like I'm so funny.
Yeah. It's different than, than you could be the funniest person in the world to you. Cause it's easy. Cause you know you,
right. And I make myself laugh all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
Dude, all the time. And then people that you know, you can make with somebody, you know, have a good relationship. You can make a joke that doesn't even go anywhere.
Right.
But the way it's done between the two of you is going to be hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
But if you were to do that in front of, you know,
a crowd, yeah.
Most of them would be
wah,
like,
wah.
That's stupid.
Right. What are you doing?
Yeah. Well, if you could have spent the last 6 years with me,
right.
You would realize how
that's
fucking
really,
funny that
it's
was.
Really
yeah.
funny.
Yeah.
You should be laughing right now. I quit. But going back to kind of what I was talking about, where I had a bunch of days off, the other day I was into spring cleaning mode. And much like you, when you're spring cleaning,
mm-hmm.
I'd throw something on the TV
right.
or usually a movie or music or something. And I just threw on the movie channel. And when I hit the guide, it was the very tail end of the first Rocky movie. And I was like, ooh, the end of Rocky. I like Rocky. I got to watch it. And then I scrolled forward on the guide, and up next was Rocky 2, and up next after that was Rocky 3, up next after that was Rocky 4, and then up next after that was Rocky 5. And so the whole time I was cleaning and vacuuming and doing laundry and everything,
so that's a good 10 hours.
I watched Rocky. I watched probably like 15 minutes of Rocky 1, and then watched Rocky 2, Rocky 3, Rocky 4, and Rocky 5.
So,
when was the last time you watched the Rocky movies?
It's been a little while.
Are you a fan of the Rocky movies?
I am a total fan.
Okay.
And I think that I don't know if it's accurate or not.
Sure.
That they're progressively worse.
Rocky
is a brilliant
Rocky
film.
Rocky is great.
It's a brilliant film, and it's like a little art house movie.
Yep.
Really well done.
Yep.
Rocky 2 delivers the goods that you
Rocky
want
II
to see.
Rocky 2 is basically the same movie.
Redone.
Only Rocky wins.
Except Rocky wins.
Correct.
And he does... And, dude, Stallone, man. Stallone. I got to give him a lot of credit. First of all, he writes all these movies.
Wrote and directed. Well, he didn't direct the first one.
I was going to say, I don't think
he
directed the
first one.
He wrote
the first one.
But he's directed some of them.
He's written and directed 2, 3, and 4.
So, he gives him... His talent is his ability to portray this really raw emotion.
Yes.
Like, and so he does it in Rambo.
Oh, yeah.
In First Blood. You know, and he has this whole soliloquy. You know, like, you know, it's like, where it's like, nothing is over. It's not over till I say it. We go, you're spinning me at the airport and blah, blah, blah. And he goes on. It's great. You can barely understand it, but it's great emotion.
Correct.
He does it really well. And then as Rocky, you know, and part two, when he wins, and he's like, and the music, fucking Bill Conti, just kills the soundtrack.
Dude, awesome.
He's like, besides my kid being born, this is the greatest night in the history of my life.
Yep.
And he does a little squeal with his voice that just like, dude, I'm weeping like watching the movie. Like, yo, Rocky, I love you. It's great. So those are great things. And three gets me too. Like,
I think Rocky three is underrated.
Underrated? Yeah, it's good.
Because I like them. I love that one.
Yeah.
Like, it's the one where he officially becomes, like, the champ. Like, because he's a champ in the second one. And then, like, in the third one, they show, like, a montage of him, like, retaining the title and, like, becoming, like, this champion. And then he, like, feels like he's all ritzy and stuff. And he's about to retire, but then stupid Mr. T comes along. And the scene with Hulk Hogan in Rocky III is the bomb.
Dude, that's a great scene. That's a great scene.
Because, like... Hulk Hogan like takes it seriously and everything, and it's supposed to be this like charity fun like thing,
right?
Like the heavyweight of boxing takes on the heavyweight of wrestling, and it's supposed to be fun, but then it just gets out of control and they like start really beating each other up.
Yeah,
it's great.
It is great.
It's so entertaining.
And do you remember like Muhammad Ali or anyone like doing like fighting a wrestler?
Yeah,
like and he did a judo guy too. He fought a judo guy.
Yep.
It's kind of like unbelievable that that was a real thing.
Right.
Because.
But I mean, it wasn't. It was like a staged, like.
Yeah, but still, like, they would put that. They would even put it together.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you know, it's almost like pre-MMA, like pre, you know, UFC, where different disciplines would fight each other.
Right.
But
to, like, equate it now, it would be like if The Rock went to, like, UFC 200 and, like, took on Anderson Silva in a charity match. And it's like, but he's a wrestler who doesn't know anything real. And this is Anderson Silva, a killing machine.
Right.
And then, like, they fight and you're like, okay, this is fun. Like, that's what it would kind of be like now. Where it's like, this is all fake. Like, it's wrestling, but with, like, a real guy.
That's cool, too. Because at that time, when that movie came out, Rocky III, it's still, I forget what they call it, but the cat wasn't out of the bag yet.
Oh, right.
Like, officially, the cat wasn't out of the bag. Now, they don't talk about the cat being out of the bag anymore that much, about that wrestling,
being... Yeah.
But it's acknowledged now that everyone knows...
It's all scripted.
It's scripted.
Whoever's going to win.
And it's fine. Right. It's all fun. It's still fun. It's all the drama of it. And
the characters and the acting. And
Even
if, like, people like acting. And I'm like, yeah, they're actors.
But it's fun. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun. So...
But
so anyway, but that
great.
Wasn't like, it wasn't established that, it wasn't as established that it was fake. Like, he was fighting someone fake. He was fighting a gigantic man who could kill him.
Yeah.
And,
exactly.
Yeah. And it's cool, too, because Sylvester Stallone's only like 5'8 or 5'9.
Yeah, and he looks huge.
He looks gargantuan. He
well,
looks
and then,
so
like,
big.
the end of it, he's like, hey, can we take that Polaroid now?
Yeah,
and
right. Yeah, like, it's all
yeah,
friends.
Yeah, sure, great. Yeah. Yeah, like take a picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's good.
That's cool. Homage to wrestling.
Right. So what are your thoughts on Rocky IV?
That is the one. Let's see. Is that I Will Break You? Is that, yes, Ivan Drago?
I Must Break You.
Overdone. Overdone. Now you tell me, since you watched it recently, and I haven't watched it in a little while.
Right.
But and you know, you're a little, after 2 years, you know, kind of a little victim of my, not conspiracy minded things, but like, sure, my slant, I guess, on some stuff, uh-huh, you know, that like,
yep,
so you know that my slant on that would be like that it's overly patriotic.
Oh yeah.
And overly like xenophobic, like the, you know, the Russians are these evil,
uh-huh,
people, and the Americans are great, and,
yep,
and
you're not wrong.
Okay, that's what I thought. That's what I thought.
Dude, Rocky literally ends like the Cold War. No, I mean,
everyone, like,
not really, but he's like,
he beats the Russian hero.
Yeah,
first of all,
is
kills the American guy,
kills
with
Apollo Creed,
punches in the ring.
Yeah, in an exhibition match. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah. Kills Apollo Creed.
Apollo Creed.
Yeah, kills him. Right, and then like during the training montage, which first of all, there's a driving montage where Rocky's driving, and they literally play like everything from Rocky 1 through Rocky 3. So if you've never seen a Rocky movie and start with Rocky 4, you get the whole story.
The whole soundtrack.
The soundtrack. The whole, like, there's a whole long song where he's just driving and they just show clip after clip
I see what you're saying.
Of Rocky 1 through 3.
So that you wouldn't have to watch,
right,
necessarily. You could just join in the
but
fun.
But why would you start with 4? Good Lord, why would you start with 4?
I guess, you know, but you get to the movie theater and like, this is sold out. The next movie's out for an hour. Hey, I guess you can watch Rocky 4.
Yeah, why not?
I never saw 1 through 3, but
you
need to see them.
You have to.
Like, don't worry.
Yeah.
There's driving montage.
There's a montage. It'll take care of it. But during the training montage, like, Rocky's like running through the snow and like he's doing his like unconventional training. Which is what he does in those movies, except for the third one, when Apollo's training him, he like does like a whole training thing. Anyway, regardless, Rocky IV, he's like running through the snow and like lifting people on like carts and stuff, and then you see the Russian guy like juicing up and like running on treadmills with like computerized like.
Oh right,
so,
yeah.
So it's like, okay, he's cheating, and Rocky's like gonna win the day, and then he finally wins the mat or wins the boxing. And then gives a speech. He's like, if I could change, you could change, we all could change. And then, like, the Russians are like, USA!
No!
I mean, they don't start chanting USA, okay, but basically that's still, what...
They get on Rocky's side.
Right, yeah.
They're like, you just slayed our champion.
Our gold medal winning, undefeated, like, yeah, beast of a man.
Yeah, our hero, national hero.
Right.
We love you now.
Yeah.
And your country.
And the like president stands up and he's like, yes, Rocky. It's so dumb.
That's great.
But the movie's great. It's cheesy as all get out, dude. Rocky IV is the cheesiest one.
So this one gives, what's his name? Apollo's trainer, the black guy.
Yeah.
It trains Rocky, right?
Yes.
And that's the first movie that he does that, right?
Kinda. Because Apollo's his trainer in the third one.
Okay.
Because Mick dies in the first Clubber Lang fight, and then he fights him again, and that's when Rocky wins.
Okay. Oh, and that's what I'm thinking of, where that trainer like works.
Apollo trains him, but
but then
in the fourth one, the other guy is like
the bald guy.
Yeah, he is like Rocky's trainer,
who always has little spit coming out of his mouth.
Yes,
it's the fourth one. And I can just picture him saying something, you know.
Yeah.
Which I always like thought it was like, it was always emoted, like on screen it read, like they're just super emotional. Like,
right.
So I always thought that worked. But
the thing that Sylvester Stallone does as a director, which is bizarre to me, it's not bizarre, but he overused it, is like the slow motion and the like quick zoom on like people like.
Like as they're working out or something,
yeah.
And they're like,
and it's like just a close up of their face, just like quick zoom on their face.
Yeah,
and then there's like a freeze frame at the end of like any big thing that happens, like freeze frame. Hey, you just got done training. Ka-ching! Freeze frame.
Yeah.
Next scene. Rocky IV also has the robot. Do you remember the robot?
Oh, he bought a robot for his son
for Polly.
Oh, for Polly.
Yeah.
Okay.
He buys him a robot. which is weird as hell.
Especially like, now, probably, because yeah. It's like their idea of a robot.
Oh, yeah, it's like this big, huge thing.
Is it like Rosie the...
Basically, it's like a butler, yeah.
Rosie from Jetsons?
Yeah. And so then I Googled it, because I was like, what the hell is this robot? Like, why is there a robot in this movie? I know it's like the mid-80s, and like robots are huge, and like there's literally a robot sidekick in everything, but why is there a robot in Rocky? And it's this whole long story about like helping autistic people, because like Sylvester Stallone's kid's autistic, and like the guy who made the robot was like trying to like... find a way to relate to people and stuff. And Rocky really... Or
in the storyline or just, in real
just
life?
In real life. Uh-huh. And Stallone really liked the robot because like it helped like his son. And so he's like, I'll put the robot in my movie. And so he puts it in the movie.
And so his son, he has... Sylvester Stallone has an autistic son.
Correct.
Okay, that's dope.
But yeah, that's why he put the
that's
robot in the movie.
Super cool.
But like when you, if you don't Google... if in the era of the internet, like if...
What the hell is
that? I'm like, why is there this stupid robot? And
then you're probably like, oh, sorry. That was,
no, but still, like, it still doesn't make any sense in the movie. Like, right. He did it as, a, like, a favor because he liked the guy who made the robot, and he's like, I'll put him in my movie.
Because this is the fourth one?
Yes.
And he's like, I'm Sylvester Stallone. Right. At this point, I'm Rocky. I'm Sylvester Stallone. I can...
There's literally a statue of me in Philadelphia.
Literally, right? Yeah. Right, yeah.
Not, the not, statue, like, did, not, they showed it in the movie, but like it's really
it's
there.
It's a real thing that's really there, yeah.
Yeah. Rocky is like a national celebrity, like a national hero in Philadelphia.
Yeah, for sure.
Which is weird, because he's fictional.
It's great, though. I mean, like, he's a huge character. Like,
yeah, well, he is great. And then Rocky V.
And that's the one with, like, his son?
Rocky V is his son, is like...
Or no, it's a character. Or is it like the one, is that the one with Tommy Morrison?
Yes, as Tommy Gunn.
You're right.
And
he was a real boxer.
Yep, and he wants Rocky to train him, and then he trains him, and then he leaves him for like the Don King like, fight promoter guy.
Right.
And then it ends with the street fight between Rocky and Tommy Gunn.
No, that's dumb.
It is dumb.
That's dumb.
But it was awesome because Rocky won.
Rocky showed him.
And so then I was bummed because they didn't play Rocky Balboa. It ended with Rocky V.
Now, Rocky Balboa was the one with what now?
I didn't see it. I haven't yet. I have the Rocky Blu-ray set.
I guess I haven't seen that yet either, but I did see Creed.
Now, see, that's another thing. Rocky Balboa, he's like apparently like 60.
He's 60 or something.
Yeah, and like he's
is he gonna
out.
Fight? He's going to fight again.
He does fight. It's like he like fights like the new champ as like a thing. And like, I don't know. I just know that he comes back for
and it's supposed
one
to be pretty
fight.
Good.
Yeah, I hear Rocky Balboa is pretty good.
Right.
I have yet to see it, and I also have yet to see Creed, but I hear Creed is great.
Creed's very good.
Right. And so I was bummed that, like, it's a Rocky marathon, and they're going to play 1 through 5, because that's the movies.
Yeah.
But I was bummed. I was like, man, why can't
it's weird to think there's two more movies that are based with that character.
Right.
Or is there more than that?
No, it's just that's it.
So that's still 7 movies.
7 movies, right. And so the first 5, like, it makes sense to play them, because... That's like
it's chronological.
That's the movies,
boom.
Right? And then the newer ones they can't play because, like, I was watching it on like Starz Encore channel or some off movie. Like, if it was HBO, maybe they would have played them because they're newer.
Uh-huh.
But Starz probably is not going to be able to play those movies for like 10 years.
Starz. We do what we can.
Yeah, right. Exactly. But yeah, 7 movies. But I it made me want to watch both of those movies. I was like, I think I own both of them. And I was like, I've never seen Rocky Balboa, but I've heard it's pretty good. Mm-hmm. And I've never seen Creed. And I was like, I want to watch both of these right now.
And you never watched The Wire?
No.
Because the Creed is, in the first season of The Wire, is a character on there. He's much younger, but...
Well, in Creed, he plays Apollo Creed's kid, correct?
Right.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. God, those characters are awesome.
They are.
Like,
they're
the Rocky characters are awesome. Like, Adrian, Talia Shire?
Yeah.
I don't know how to say her name. She's great.
She is great because she's lousy in The Godfather.
She's good as Adrian.
She's
great as Adrian.
Yeah, maybe it was the pressure of like being like in her uncle's film, I think. Like I think it's like she's his niece or something like that.
Yeah.
But no, as Adrian, she's great. But there was always like this weird thing about Polly like beating her or something. Like right? Like Polly
beats
like,
her.
Kind of implied.
He's just like
violence.
Overbearing. Yeah, he's like overbearing alcoholic, like older brother.
Yeah, I don't know. There was.
I don't think there's
in that
any,
first
like,
one, like, because the first one is like gritty. It's like darkish, yeah. And I think this is a little hint of that.
Maybe. You're probably right.
And maybe worse. Like, maybe, like, something worse going on.
I don't think so. I would say no to that.
Huh. I'd be curious to see what people think.
Yeah.
Like, is there implied...
Something going on.
Weird. Like, yeah.
But you said seven movies in a franchise, and that made me think of something that totally blows my mind. The eighth Fast and the Furious movie came out, The Fate of the Furious, and it broke box office. It's now the number one opening weekend movie of all time.
It is?
Yes.
Holy cow.
Yes, exactly. If I were to ask you, what is the biggest movie, blockbuster movie of all time? Like, opening weekend.
Yeah, I would say, like, Avatar or something like that.
Avatar was, and then I believe Star Wars Force Awakens beat it.
Like, see that, too. But this movie beat it.
And it beat it.
Dude, now, have you ever seen any of these?
Oh, yeah.
I have not.
Any of them?
I don't think any. Maybe I've seen the first one, but...
You are missing out.
So, the...
No lie. I'm not ashamed of it. They are freaking fantastic.
That's cool.
Well, they start good. They start okay if you like car movies. You're like, uh-huh. Oh, this is cool car. The first one's great. You're like, oh, cool car movie. Cool kind of concept. Cop versus, like, undercover cop.
Right.
Like, and then, like, turns because, like, he understands, like, the underbelly of the whatever racing world.
Right.
You're like, okay, this is cool. Cool movie. Second one is, like, more of the first, but, like, bigger and badder. And then it, like, starts going weird with, like, Tokyo Drift. And, like, the fourth one was, like, okay. But then I think it was Fast Five is what it's called. That one came out, and I was like, okay, you guys know what you have now, and you're rolling with it. So 5, 6, and 7 are just like...
super badass car tricks and like...
Oh, yeah, stupid. Like stupid, like, unbelievable...
The photography on these tricks and...
Well, yeah, and it's dumb.
I did see some, like, really ridiculous stuff, like a Vin car Diesel, like, jumping from one building to the other, next building.
Yeah, and then it does it again, and then it does it again. They parachute out of an airplane with cars and then
with
start
cars.
Driving on the freeway.
Like, oh, when they, like, wow.
Yes.
That's some Indiana Jones
stuff. Yeah, it's dumb. But you know what? It's awesome.
It's awesome to watch.
Yeah.
Well, this one, was it the latest one that I saw that was like on ice packs with, you know, icebergs with
this is probably
Russian. I don't know if they're Russian or not, but submarines breaking out of the ice and...
It's probably
shooting
the
at
newest,
them. And,
that's probably the newest one.
And they can jump. And you know what it's like? Did you ever play Hot Wheels?
Yeah.
It was like a Hot Wheels thing come to life.
Right.
With all your ridiculous, like, you go, yeah. And you, like, have it burn out and skid along the edge of the crevice, you know, and, like,
yep.
One wheel just skidding around, just barely hanging on. Like,
correct.
It does all that.
Now take, okay, so now there's a semi-truck. And the semi-truck is... going off the edge of that cliff.
Okay.
And so what do you do if you're the driver or you're in the cab? You get out and run across the top, right? And so then as it's falling, Paul Walker, RAP, is like running across the top of the semi as it's careening down into the cliff.
Uh-huh.
And then somebody's like drifting along the corner
so
he can jump off the thing. Yeah.
No. Okay. Yes. I got to see this.
No, I'm telling you, dude.
Now, which one is that on it?
That's the newest one. Or not the newest one, but 7.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
And I'm telling you, they are the cheesiest, like, dumbest action movies. But you know what?
They're just a good time.
Yes.
Yeah,
that is
cool.
Exactly what it is.
It's just a good time.
It's just an entertaining, stupid blockbuster.
They're a humongous franchise. Like, one of the biggest franchises
ever. It's literally the biggest opening of a movie of all time.
Yeah, which probably, I bet you that, like, that is probably the number one movie franchise, probably, of all time. Probably.
Yeah. Well, and so, a lot of people say that it's kind of cheating because it opened in China at the same time, which apparently is... Like one of the first, because they have the hugest market, they are one of the hugest markets,
right?
And other movies like haven't opened in China, so
right.
They feel like it's
so it's not necessarily as popular, like it doesn't like register.
I don't know if it's the biggest domestic,
right?
But box office worldwide opening, it is the biggest movie of all time.
That's crazy,
yeah. But that's because they're awesome. I mean, you got Dwayne The Rock Johnson, you got Vin Diesel,
love them both,
and everyone else.
And the rest
yes.
Here on Fast
but
and
it's
Furious.
Great, dude. They are great. Anyway, if you've never seen them, you should watch them.
All right, one day. There's probably someone streaming right now. I'm
probably.
Sure that's something I
they're
can see.
They're so good.
All right.
I mean, that's not the word for them. They're so entertaining is the word.
I'll take that, though.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
And you just go with it. Like, there's a scene in the, I think it's the seventh one, Jason Statham's, like, the bad guy, and he's in a parking garage, and, like, they blow up the parking garage, and, like, the whole thing collapses, and you're like, well, he's dead, and then, like, literally the next scene, they're, like, carting him off to jail, and he doesn't have a scratch on him.
Great.
And you're like, you were just in the parking garage that, like, collapsed
you
on
died.
You. Right.
Nah.
Nope, he's just walking away.
Still,
you're like, oh.
Still pretty.
Yeah, okay. Huh. But you're like, yeah, Jason Statham's a badass. he wouldn't have died. Yeah.
Dude,
people have died and come back to life, kinda.
I gotta see the running up the
dude,
the cab of the
that's
thing.
That's number seven. And I can't believe they put it on the trailer and everything. You're like, yes!
Yeah, okay, I gotta watch that.
So good.
Even if it's just watching that scene, I gotta see that scene.
I'll pull it up for you right now.
All
right. I think I'm out of stuff to talk about anyway.
That's cool. We're not.
I know. I could literally talk about anything.
But it's probably about time.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably about time.
So this was episode 99. We're coming at you. We're gonna try. Yeah,
this is
nice.
The great one. And
Gretzky, man.
Yeah, this is 99 Luft Balloons.
I got 99 podcasts.
But bitch ass life moves pretty fast. Ain't one.
Yeah, that's right. They got like 24 episodes. They celebrated. We hit 21 episodes. Let's have a party. We can drink, so we should drink with people. But I do kind of want to, like, bite that idea and, like, try and get, like, a big, like, huge past guest. Even if it's just, like, phone
for
calls or something.
Thing.
Yeah, when I,
2 years.
Or 2 years, like, get everyone back. Well, it's impossible because we have, like...
Well, we just have to, like, be disciplined about
a
it.
A mad amount of guests.
We just say, all right, you got 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, and then, like, all right, I gotta go. Boop.
Yep.
And then move on.
I kind of want to set that up and
move
see if
on.
We can do that. Anyway, but that's coming up later. But that was that's for later. This was this one. So this was Life's a Binge. I'm Jared.
I'm BJ.
And
we'll
see you
on
the couch.
Life's a binge. Bow, 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 bow.
Right?